Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Talking about one of the greatest threats to America today, a threat that most people really don't understand, but one that can affect eternity. Well, before we get to that, I just want to briefly comment on the program on 60 Minutes last night. I always like to watch 60 Minutes to see what the enemy are doing, and the opening program was on how the Islamic jihadists are using the Internet. 5,000 radical Islamic websites out there recruiting young men into the Islamic terrorist movement. And I believe that's true. I believe that there are all sorts of websites there, and I believe that young, impressionable Muslims can be recruited into the jihad system and, of course, join up with this traditional Muslim belief in jihad and killing and the mayhem that Muhammad the Prophet actually practiced. You see, this form of jihad has been latent for, you know, at least a century, if not more, and most Muslims wanted to live in peace. This was not a factor, but it has been constantly financed, and the flames of radical Islam has been certainly fanned by both the Wahhabis in Saudi Arabia, who we back and keep in power, and by the Muslim Brotherhood out of Egypt, which was originally financed by MI6, British Intelligence, and subsequently by the CIA. And the CIA and British Intelligence have been doing everything they can to build up this whole radical Islamic movement, including certainly during the 1980s, the CIA funding the Mujahideen, publishing textbooks advocating this radical form of Islam, and working closely with the Saudis and the Pakistanis to foment this radical movement. Why would you do something like that? Why, we've created the best enemy money could buy. Remember, the Internet is not simply a nefarious substance out there that just exists in space. And I mean, if you believe that, you can believe that there is no creator for the heavens and the earth. There had to be a God. There had to be a creator, and there has to be a creator for the Internet. The Internet is controlled through the NSA and through their whole computer system, which coordinates this whole amazing situation. And if they wanted to cut off a recruiting of radical Islamic terrorists, you know, by the Internet tomorrow, they could do it. They can block all sorts of things. I mean, they can block my access to many websites actually are scams, and they do that routinely. AOL does that, and believe me, NASA could, or NSA could, block access to those websites if they wanted to. But if we blocked it, we wouldn't have an enemy. And if you don't have an enemy, how can you have a war? Understand that there really is organized evil in the world that is leading us, I believe, into a terrible conflict. Well, this morning, we're going to be talking along the same lines. Oprah Winfrey, Larry King, and other leaders of reality, the American people, have been pushing something over the last few weeks called The Secret. And it is this idea that there is a secret that has been passed down through the ages that will give you wealth and prosperity. It was known to Plato and Aristotle. It was known to Leonardo da Vinci. It was known to Thomas Edison. There is a secret, and if you can tap into this energy, you can begin to organize the whole universe around you. Now, the problem is that there's an element of truth to that. All of these people that are mentioned, or almost all of them, were certainly tapping into another power. And that is what they're advocating. The secret advocates and will teach you how to tap into that power. And if you want wealth, you can get it. If you want a new car, a new boat, you want fame, you want prosperity, you want a love affair, you can get that. And it really does work, but at the cost of your eternal soul. And with us this morning is certainly one of my favorite guests who's written on this subject, who's been studying the occultism, and now it's mainstream in America. It's even in many of our churches. Barrett shows. Good morning, Barrett. Are you concerned about them revealing the secret at this time?
Oh, my goodness. It's, you know, it's just so interesting. It's as if our nation and the world is flooded with occult suggestions through the Internet, through games, through books, through everything that's out there. The whole media seems to be moving toward deeper and darker occultism as, again, a power that's available to everyone. It reminds me of 2 Corinthians 11, where we're told that Satan masquerades as an angel of light and his workers as false apostles and deceitful workers. We're seeing the occult being reintroduced to a very gullible world with all kinds of promises that tell us nothing about the cost, the spiritual cost, the cost in oppression and depression, actually the destruction of life through bondage to this occult system that the American and Norwegian missionaries and missionaries from, you know, Christian missionaries from all the Christianized countries a century or two centuries ago went out to free people in pagan bondage from those forces, those demonic forces, and now we're bringing them right into to our civilized world and presenting them, marketing them as something wonderful to know, wonderful to use. You know, as you said, they will bring us everything we want. In fact, if we go to just a statement on Oprah Winfrey's website and read some of her promotion of The Secret, this amazing little book that promises a world but will create darkness. It says on that website it's making headlines around the world, and the bus keeps building. Some say it's a secret to creating the life you truly want, losing weight, making money, finding love. And it goes on with all kinds of tempting promises.
But the thing is that if you get into this, many times you can get money, you can get power, you can get the promotion, you can get that car, or you can get that house, or all these things that you desire so much, but nobody ever tells you the cost or how this works. I mean, you think that you're organizing society and the universe around you, whereas, of course, what you're doing is having it as demonic forces that will provide for you, but it's a terrible cost. We'll be right back with Barrett Jones.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join them as they celebrate Passover 2007 in Messiah Yeshua. The festivities will begin at 6 p.m. on April the 3rd at the Ramada Plaza Inn, I-25 and 120th Avenue in Thornton. Seating is limited, so make your reservations early. Reservations deadline, March the 23rd. That's Passover 2007. He brought us out to bring us in.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products
or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Yes, to Dr. Stan, and I guess this morning is Barrett. And Barrett, pick up the story here, because certainly Oprah Winfrey, Larry King, and others are pushing this on gullible people. Lots of Christians watch those programs and do not have any idea.
Well,
how effective this means of meditation, it is a form of meditation, is about
meditation,
where it leads.
Yes, meditation is part of it. Meditation and visualization and mental projection, all the various things that are part of what Starhawk, the founder of the Covenant of the Goddess, a witch, said is a four-part formula for witchcraft, which requires relaxation, concentration, visualization, and mental projection. And this involves those four parts in order to access the occult realm. You can do it without having all four parts, but depending on where you are in learning occult skills. But what we're dealing with is ancient occultism, and it's fascinating and frightening to me that the book actually opens with an old quote that's at the heart of various secret societies, occult orders like the Hermetic Order or the Golden Dawn, others that, which Aleister Crowley, who's called the wickedest man in the world, he was part of that. But you look at the various occult role-playing games, and they hold up as above, so below as the slogan.
And that is the opening slogan, as above,
so below. That's how the book begins. And let me just read a couple of statements that they give a little background into the kind of spiritual system we're dealing with, or that this refers to. This is quoting actually from an occult website, but it pretty much states, explains the spirituality we're dealing with, which is totally opposite of Christianity. It says, this phrase, as above, so below, embraces the entire system of traditional and modern magic, which was inscribed on the tablet in cryptic wording by Hermes Trismegistus. This goes back to an Egyptian and a Greek and Roman god with different names in different cultures, but this is the root of the Hermetic magic. It goes back to Egyptian mystery religions. And it says the significance of this phrase is that it's believed to hold the key to all mysteries. All systems of magic are claimed to function by this formula. That which is above is the same as that which is below. The universe is the same as God. God is the same as man. Man is the same as a cell. Man is a counterpart of God on earth. That God is. I'm not going to read anymore, but I think we get the idea. We're dealing with monism. All is one. Everything blends together. What you say in your mind when you put yourself into that particular state of mind where you connect with the universal mind, somehow you can bring that about in the physical reality all around you. And of course, this has been part of occult societies, not just in ancient mystery religion, but it was a Kabbalah, it was part of Gnosticism, it was part of just about every, but we can look to, let's see, Gnosticism, medieval alchemy, all the different occult systems that we can look at in history embrace this particular belief because it is so central to magic. Now, it's interesting that Rhonda Byrne, who wrote The Secret, said, "I've been given a glimpse of a great secret. Why doesn't everyone know that?" And, of course, the answer is simply that occultism went underground when Christianity spread. I mean, this occultism preceded the time of Christ, and as Christianity spread, the magical arts went underground, and they were hidden through the years in secret societies and occult orders until the 20th century, when all of a sudden, occult books, movies, television, and particularly the whole realm or domain of occult role-playing games reintroduced these beliefs and these practices to thrill-seeking audiences around the world.
You know, I think it's important, Barrett, for our audience to realize that, I mean, when we see magic, we imagine it's an illusionist, it's a sleight of hand artist. It is, you know, someone who certainly, you know, is a charlatan, but he's very, very skilled in making you believe that you're seeing something that you're not really seeing. But there really are people who are magicians who actually can tap into the supernatural and do supernatural things, whether it be levitation, whether it be making things appear. There really are people who can do that because they're not using anything logical from this dimension. They're tapping into the other dimension. And that's why it had to go underground at the time Christianity came forward, because people recognized that this was witchcraft, that this was fitting into the things of all the things we're told to avoid: the fortune tellers, the soothsayers, the diviners, the mediums, all these people tapping into the other dimension. I mean, 2,000 years ago, people knew there was a demonic dimension out there. And the purpose of Christianity was to bring us into a personal relationship with God and to avoid the occult, avoid the supernatural, avoid the demonic. And now, this is being introduced into our churches. All we have to do is meditate. Contemplative prayer, the emerging church, to experience Christianity. And people don't understand that the devil is not imaginary. He's real. He has demons. They will possess you if you open yourself up. And countless millions of Americans and Christians are getting into this secret. It's real. The power is there. Do not access it.
Right. It reminds me of Luke chapter 4, verses 5 and 8, where we read that the devil took Jesus up on a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time, and the devil said to him, "All this authority will I give you. Therefore, if you will worship before me, all will be yours." And Jesus answered and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for it's written, the Lord, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve." But the promise and the lure of Satan remains the same for all the people today. Because today, too, it's like he says, "Okay, I will give you anything you want." But he doesn't include this part, "if you will fall down and worship me." But there always is a cost, because Satan doesn't give his favors to people without putting them into bondage. And that's why all the warnings in the Old Testament and New Testament about the occult, the realm of the occult, tells us that there is a cost to be paid.
And the frightening thing is how many people in every aspect of life in America have given themselves over to these demonic forces. That is what people don't understand.
I should just give one illustration of something I was told back in the 90s when a Canadian Christian psychologist called me. He had read one of my books, and he wanted to talk to me about all the people, mainly women, who were coming into, actually it was Alberta, Canada, beautiful place, and they were coming in to do sweat lodge ceremonies and spirit quests in order to find their spirit guide and be empowered. And he was saying that in former years, they hadn't succeeded. They would come and they would spend months, some even years, they would just stay there, and they would do these various occult ceremonies and rituals, and it didn't have any effect. It was almost like there was something preventing them from actually contacting the demonic realm. And he said all of that has changed. Now people are meeting their spirit guides almost immediately, the first attempt, and some of them are meeting many, and they go. They are so tormented by these many voices. They can't sleep at night. They can't control their thoughts. And so they go to some of the secular psychologists, and they can't understand what's going on. They think it's multiple personalities. That's one of the labels they've given it. But he said, there's no solution. They can't fix it. These people are just facing torment day and night, literally. And that's just a little example of two things. First of all, don't play around with these occult forces, because there is a cost to be paid to Satan. And secondly, it's almost as if we're looking at a repeat of some of the things that happened in the Old Testament days, when God literally withdrew his protection over the land because the people turned away from him. And then he left them to their own resources. And all of a sudden, the whole demonic realm became, it was almost as if now the floodgates were opened up and they were taken over.
I believe that's exactly what is happening in America today. I believe millions of people are going over to the dark side without even realizing it, and they think it's a guiding angel or guardian spirit that's looking after them, where it is in truth a demonic spirit that now possesses them.
Right, and it sounds so good. And I think to a large extent, in our time of supposed open-mindedness, children learn open-mindedness very early. Don't criticize anything, especially not if it feels good. We sort of have been developing a group mentality through the crowd manipulation that's been put to work for the last more than 50 years. And so... People don't see through the lofty promises that are out there. Now, here, let me just read a few more promises from this little book, The Secret. It tells us that there isn't a single thing that you cannot do without this, with this knowledge. It doesn't matter who you are or where you are. The Secret can give you whatever you want. In other words, this secret, referring to the book, but also referring to the secret behind the book, which is this old occult formula for magic. And then she gives these, then she says, the law of attraction is the law of creation. You create your life through your thoughts. And this is the heart of the new thought philosophy that spread throughout America and the Western world back it's over a century ago now. At the beginning of the 19th century, or the 20th century, at the end of the 19th century, and again, it was this magical formula for thinking positive thoughts. And of course, this was picked up by Norman Vincent Peale, who shared it with Schuller and many others who began to bring positive thinking into the churches. It also gave birth to unity and Christian Science and Science of Mind and various other supposedly churches that began to implement this kind of thinking, but it didn't yet invade the evangelical church or the, you know, true Christianity, of course, didn't embrace it, but it began to seep in all around us. And so it's become so natural to think in this way, and also through the whole self-esteem movement, that it's very hard to counter at this time. Oprah Winfrey and Rhonda Byrne are presenting is almost natural. It fits right in with a new philosophy, the new positive philosophy of America and the world. And it fits in with a whole new marketing, the deceptive and manipulative marketing system. You know, do this and everything will be fine.
Have you seen the DVD?
No, I didn't. I just read the book.
Okay, fine. Well, I'm going to get the book. No, I bought the DVD. I wanted to see what they were programming into the American mind. And it really is an amazing, amazing thing. As they explain to you, they train you how to visualize. Visualize $1 million. Visualize the new sport car you want. But the idea, and they come up right up blatantly and say it. Now you, the whole universe will begin to realign itself around you. The whole universe will begin to reorganize or realign itself around you. What an amazing promise. Of course, it's the very devil's promise. And they have leading people, people with millions of dollars, telling how you can do that too. But they don't believe it, because everything comes with a cost. We'll be right back with Derek Jones.
Stop living with pain. Discover Magneticare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting Magneticare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net. Dare to compare. With hundreds of nutritional drinks flooding the market, the best way to know what you're really getting is to compare. Compare Tunguska Blast, a powerful bioavailable drink, to other drinks. Tunguska Blast, core nutritional technology with 10 concentrated therapeutic properties, botanicals, and co-extracted essential oils. It increases energy, physical performance, supports your immune system, and enhances mental clarity. Compare and see the Tunguska Advantage by calling Ann Johnson at Brightside Natural Health Food Store, 303-833-2784.
Veterans, use your VA benefits to buy a home. Take advantage of today's buyer's market. Jamie LaRue with Destiny Lending here. Perfect credit and down payment are not required for a VA home loan. For 10 years, I've had the honor of helping veterans achieve home ownership through a VA mortgage. Get more information on a VA loan, call Jamie at Destiny Lending, 970-214-1374. That's 970-214-1374.
I'm speaking with Angela Smith of Destiny Lending. Angela, how does a first-time home buyer get started?
Get your financing first. Avoid disappointment and surprises. Know how much house you can buy before you even go shopping. With down payment assistance programs of up to $20,000, now is the time to buy a home.
So call Angela Smith of Destiny Lending, 970-988-3840. You should call Angela now, 970-988-3840.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional, individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you're looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, call 970-223-7425. That's 970-223-7425. To learn more about Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Barrett Schoes. And before we go on, Barrett, how can people get access to your information?
Well, thank you, Pastor Stan. Oh, Dr. Stan. It's www.crossroad.to. Crossroad singular dot T-O. Stands for Tonga, but it's not.
All right.
We're not living in Tonga. So if you go backwards, just as a reminder, you go from you go to the road of the cross. The way it's written again is crossroad.to.
Crossroad.to, not crossroads, no S. Crossroad.to, and of course you'll find fascinating material there, and many times you'll find Barrett's articles on newswithviews.com, but you can find all of them at crossroad.to. Let me suggest you go there. We do carry Barrett's book, Brave New Schools, and her book, Twist of Faith, and we hope you'll want to get these, because they give you tremendous insight into the infiltration of our schools, the infiltration of our thought, and how they are using Christianity. And, of course, one of the things we've talked about in the past is a series of videos we carry called, and DVDs, They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. And it goes into how so many of the music, you know, and the rock stars have, you know, had tremendous fame and tremendous prosperity and tremendous success. But they had actually, actively, and admittedly sold their souls to the devil. And people sort of laugh at that. Could that really be true? Well, it really is true. I mean, these people were open about their going over to, and supporting the other side. In fact, it was John Lennon who said, "We are greater than Jesus Christ." Well, there wasn't too long after that before John Lennon went to his just rewards. And to this very day, the man who shot him really doesn't understand why he did it. He knows he did it, but something possessed him. And, of course, he claimed John Lennon's life for his God, who is not the God of the Bible, believe me. Understand that this is not imaginary. We're involved in a spiritual battle, and our churches are not preparing us for it. Most people really don't believe that there truly are demons out there. The devil is real, that hell is real, that the lessons of the Bible really are anything more than just ancient tales. And yet, the longer I live, the more I study these things, the more I'm convinced of the truth of the Bible, and that there really is another realm, there is another dimension, and we see manifestations of it all the time, but we just cannot accept it. And certainly, there are people who are mediums. I mean, Barrett and knows Joanna Michelson. I've known her, and we've interviewed her a number of times. And Joanna was a medium. She was witnessed the supernatural events that happened with psychic surgery. She was being trained to become a psychic surgeon until she realized that all these miracles she was witnessing were demonic. And certainly you've heard the similar stories, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I've shared before when my first encounter with this darkness came when I went to I had to go to a conference just to maintain my license, and I could choose one on holistic health. I had no idea what that was. I chose a workshop on polarity, not knowing again what I was getting into. She was talking about balancing the masculine and feminine energies of the body. I didn't know there were such things. But I had, because I had polio as a child and my back was causing me a great deal of problems, I thought maybe she could help me. So I went to her after the conference, and putting on the armor of God, which was, I was a brand new Christian at that time, knowing nothing about the occult. I lay down on her massage table, and she started to work on me. And I said, and I had already noticed a strange picture on the wall, and I said, what's on that picture? Is that was some kind of a head with sun rays shining out? And she said, oh, that's my priest. And I said, a Catholic priest? No, it's my spirit guide. And I asked, what does that have to do with what you're doing with me? And she said, well, I'm getting my power from the universal force. It goes into my hands and then into you. And at that point, I almost jumped off the table. But it was as if God gave me peace and said, just stay and I will protect you. I had not in words, but I just had the sense that he would. I put on the armor again. I sang hymns that he put in my heart. And she touched me, and she began to cough so hard she couldn't do anything. So she squatted on the floor. And when I asked her, she said, well, I'm just realigning my energies. She stood up, tried to touch me again, and again started coughing. And she said, my power won't go into you. You might as well go home. I can't help you. She was very angry, actually. And I left, but it was very interesting because I knew at that point, without a doubt, that he who is in me, in other words, Jesus Christ, is greater than he who is in the world. That's one of the promises of the Bible. And it was just a reminder that we're dealing with real occult forces that we better not dabble in, and we better keep on staying close to Jesus, doing what he asks, and wearing his armor. And here's one of the, well, let me go to the armor scripture in Ephesians 6 for a moment. It says we must be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And if you wonder why, it continues. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. And I've taken that very seriously, and my research has taken me into many different areas where I was in the midst of people who practiced occultism, but it was with joy I could go in there in absolute certainty that he was with me and he was protecting me. And that's so important to know in these times.
And for every one of our listeners out there, I hope that you will realize the wisdom of what Barrett is saying. You're going to need the armor of God. We are living in a nation today that is directed by demonic forces. I mean, we are spreading this gospel throughout the world. Our churches have been infiltrated. The message of the church, the music of the church has been changed. Understand what's going on. Then the average Christian is totally unprepared because they're not being told by their leaders about the true nature of the battle that's out there. It's not imaginary. It's not, you know, make-believe. It's not television, fantasy. It is the reality of where America is today. Barrett, what can the average listening person out there, the audience, do? I mean, this sounds so far out that demonic forces, that sounds like something from the X-Files.
Right, it does.
We'll be back in just a moment with Barrett to wrap up this morning's program here at the American Theater.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about the Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years' experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
talking about The Secret. You can get the DVD, you can get the book, you can go up on the internet and type in The Secret, you go to their website. Beautifully done. The promise is there. If you have no idea what they're talking about, and you may very well be drawn in, I suggest you not put out the money for the book or for the DVD. You go to Barrett's websites and pull down the material, or listen, of course, to the material that we're putting out on this subject, because it's vitally important that you understand what we're really up against. If there's anybody out there in the listening audience that has a question on this, we will take calls, 970-689-8255. It is vitally important. This is what the very essence of the battle is about. You think the battle is over there in Iraq or in Iran or in Afghanistan? No, the battle is here in the United States for the souls of men. Would you agree with that, Barrett?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, yes. And the battle is becoming increasingly intense. The demonic realm used to be distant and non-threatening to Americans and to the Western world because, again, we, for the most part, people knew and wanted to follow Jesus Christ. Now, as truth is disappearing or twisted into an untruth, into a virtual lie in many churches, the occult realm is just spreading faster and faster. And I just want to read a couple more scriptures, actually, but Deuteronomy 8, for example, verses 10 through 20. This is just taking some of those verses, but it says, when you have eaten and are full and have built beautiful houses and dwell in them, your heart is lifted up and you forget the Lord your God. You say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand has gained me this wealth. Which is, by the way, just exactly what people are learning to say from The Secret. But if they do that, if they say, my power and the might of my hand has gained me this wealth, if you by any means forget the Lord and follow other gods, you shall surely perish. As the nations which the Lord destroys before you, so shall you perish, because you would not be obedient to the voice of the Lord your God. One more point here I want to make, which is, I think, very important. As the angel of light keeps on making promises and people take it to heart and they employ these occult techniques and formulas in order to gain what they want by their hand, we need to remember what it says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, starting with verse 9, where it says, the coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of truth, so that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them a strong delusion that they should believe the lie, and all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. And the pleasure in unrighteousness is spreading everywhere. Now, people are they're pleasure-driven, they're thrill-seekers who want to do just about anything to get into that mode of excitement that somehow is being promised them today. In fact, I was standing in a post office line on Friday, and right in front of me was a girl who had a tattoo of this chaos symbol on her shoulder, a large, probably 3 or 4 inches in diameter. And I asked her, what does that mean to you? And she said, I just have to have excitement. I like chaos in my life. Even if it's bad chaos, I just can't stand ordinary life. Well, there is no end to the different ways to find chaos and thrills in your life these days. But the result will be devastating, both in this life and for all eternity, when that becomes our goal.
And the thing is that so many people really don't believe that there is a heaven. They do not believe there's a hell. They do not believe the stories of the Bible, because, of course, the wicked people, the Masons, took over our Supreme Court in 1941 and systematically stripped away the prayer and God from our schools. And, of course, later on, other wicked people have been placed on our Supreme Court. Why? To take the truth of the Bible away from my children in school so that they would learn evolution, but they would learn the basic truth that God created the heavens and the earth, and we are answerable to Him. And if you're not answerable to Him, then you're answerable to yourself. You become God, and that is the devil's own message. It came right out of the Garden of Eden. If you eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, then you can become as God. And
right.
He shall never die.
Yes. That illusion becomes short-lived once you give yourself into the hands of God, you know, into the hands of Satan. You don't get to continue to feel like you are in control for very long. It may be a season, but then it comes a time when you begin to pay the debt for what you have been given from the dark forces. And that's most unpleasant, as Joanna Michelson found out. And God graciously led her into truth and set her free, and that was wonderful.
And so many of the wealthy people and successful people and leading people in America today have given themselves over to the dark side, and that's why they're in the positions they are. And we may never be famous, may never be rich or wealthy, but it means far better to give yourself to the Lord, you know, and live the life you should according to His dictates, than of course answer the call of Satan with all the promises that he gives, and they're all laid out in the secret, and the books there, the DVDs there. Go to the website, look at it, understand how this is sweeping America today. Barrett, I want to thank you so much for being with us. It's always a pleasure to have you, and thank you so very much for your dedication to our Lord.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. And we'll be back to wrap up this morning's program here at the American Network.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease,
George,
and more importantly, what you can do about it.
George, are you there?
Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join them as they celebrate Passover 2007 in Messiah Yeshua. The festivities will begin at 6 p.m. on April the 3rd at the Ramada Plaza Inn, I-25 and 120th Avenue in Thornton. Seating is limited, so make your reservations early. Reservations deadline, March the 23rd. That's Passover 2007. He brought us out to bring us in.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, I hope that you will heed the message of this morning. Now, we do carry those videos. They sold their souls for rock and roll. It's available in video or DVD, 3-hour, 4-hour, or 10-hour program. I mean, you watch this, you understand. These people come forward and openly admit they've sold their souls. their followers are Aleister Crowley, some of the biggest names in music. But it isn't just in music. It's at every level of our society. There really are secret societies out there. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. And we've learned of so many other secret societies since then. You can go up on the Internet and go to the Rosicrucian website, the Lucius Trust website, the Theosophical website. These are real organizations. And, of course, behind their religion is the devil. I mean, once you understand what the secret is, you understand these people are all being recruited to tap into the supernatural. We have a four-tape set on the supernatural. We have a four-tape set on Aleister Crowley. We have a four-tape set on Satanism and deliverance. We have a great book on satanic crimes. We have the wonderful video, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, which goes into the Rosicrucian influence back in the 1600s and how it morphed into the influence of Masonry. And now we have the second in that series. It's called Riddles in Stone. It's just be out. We got an initial copy. We've been watching it. Fascinating as you look at the architecture of our nation's capital and realize that every major building has a Masonic cornerstone. And, of course, the Masons and the Rosicrucians are simply modern-day manifestations of the ancient Gnostics and Templars and Kabbalists and other religions of ancient Babylon and Egypt. And the continuity of evil, it has been here since the beginning of time, and understand it's coming to its climax during the time that we live. We are living in one of the most exciting times. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. You can listen to our programs live on the Internet there, directly or indirectly. Many of our programs are archived or on MP3, or you can listen to them live, and then you can get to the other networks we're on. But get the information. Certainly our pamphlets on the occult hierarchy, they're a compilation of my newsletters. You can pull the newsletters down or just get the pamphlets, inexpensive for the three of them. Three of them come together. The occult hierarchy, it's not what I say. It's what the people who've given themselves over to the dark side say. So all of these things we talked about are available. The first introduction, if you haven't read my book or seen the DVD, The Brotherhood of Darkness, this is a primer to begin to take you into this. And once you understand it, why, of course, you'll be prepared for what lies ahead. Now, we carry Professor Quigley's wonderful book, Tragedy and Hope, and Professor Quigley was certainly the most eminent historian of the last century who researched the secret society that became the Council on Foreign Relations. But because he didn't know God, he totally missed the whole occult foundation of the secret society that birthed the Council on Foreign Relations that controls our government today. We're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men for the survival of Christian civilization. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for the universe.
Want to talk to the American Freedom Network? Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days